okayed an $81 billion spending plan for combat operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. The bill also includes funding to help tsunami victims in Indonesia. A Senate victory for the president today, overwhelming approval of his nominee for National Intelligence Director. Intelligence Committee Chairman Pat Roberts says John Negroponte is the right man for the job.
Clearly, Ambassador Negroponte will face significant challenges. He's going to carry heavy burdens. But I am convinced, however, that he has the character, the expertise, and he has the leadership skills required to successfully meet these challenges and to shoulder these responsibilities.
President Bush also scored a House victory today, winning approval of his energy bill. CNN Radio's John Bisney says the White House has a fair shot at getting that legislation through the Senate as well.
The White House has been asking Congress to approve the Bush energy bill for the past several years, and the House has repeatedly, but the measures then died in the Senate over several policy disputes. This year, though, Republicans enjoy a larger Senate majority and believe they'll be able to get around Democrats who've used chamber rules to block final votes on the energy bill.
Congressional Democrats opposing a section of the bill allowing oil and gas exploration of portions of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. This is CNN Radio News.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something. Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Looking for Mr. Goodwrench, notes from the road. Bugs, birds, and bees. Spring has sprung upon us like
a sudden case of indigestion.
Thanks for that, Shakespeare. Anyhow, we met some folks who allege the GM expert had helped them get in top shape for summer. What, he's into conditioning now?
Yeah, air conditioning and wipers and brakes.
How's that going to help me look better in swim trunks?
Find Mr. Goodwrench at all GM dealerships nationwide.
Sensing a dead end, we got back on the road, only discover we actually were in a dead end.
Lots of good economic news today, and CNN Radio's Susan Lesovich says that led to a very good day on Wall Street.
One analyst said the relief rally was well-deserved. One day after the three major averages hit the lows of the year, bulls stampeded into the marketplace. Buyers were inspired by positive corporate earnings from the likes of Motorola, UPS, and Nokia, as well as the biggest drop in weekly jobless claims in 3 years. The rally gained momentum mid-session when a report on factory production blew past Wall Street's estimates. And at closing bell, the Dow recorded its best one-day point gain in 2 years. Susan Lesovich, CNN Radio, New York.
There was mixed news today on highway safety. Federal officials say the fatality rate fell to a record low last year, even though the actual number of fatalities was up. More than half of those who were killed in highway accidents were not wearing their seatbelts. This is news from CNN Radio. Well, they call it medical hibernation. Researchers in Seattle say they've successfully induced reversible hibernation in mammals. Dr. Mark Roth says one use for this sort of thing would be to treat heart attack victims before they get to the hospital.
The hope here is that we might buy time for those individuals after such things like heart attack or stroke or various other trauma, because you might be able to slow someone's metabolism and thereby prevent the adverse outcomes.
A Virginia man going to prison for selling videos of dog fights. He's the first person convicted under a federal animal cruelty law. And Seattle police are accusing a high school student of faking the theft of his BMW because he wanted the insurance money to buy a Bentley. The 17-year-old has been released into the custody of his mom. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
You know, I have a shredder.
You bought one?
Well, yeah, I got paranoid about identity theft. Then I thought about the guy who's going through the garbage. He's sort of like, wow, this must be important stuff. It's very important. Things that go on in my apartment. Thank God I got a shredder. But shredder detritus, is that what you would call it? It's good. It looks like it's important.
Shred mulch.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
Man, I can't believe you got tickets.
Yeah, Josh, you the man.
Guys, we gotta keep moving if we're gonna get there early.
Hustling up. Wait, ATM machine, I'm a little light on cash.
Yo, wait up, Greg, man, I think I might have some for you.
Whoa, $50, pretty generous.
Hey.
You sure you're Jewish? Come on, Josh, don't get all sensitive on me, man. It was a joke. You tell him, Rob?
What do you want me to tell him? That I didn't think it was funny either?
Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
From Mike Malloy to step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1. Online at themic921.com.
Seekers, how you doing? Did you have a good Thursday? My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks very much for tuning in this evening. We have, I don't know if we have enough time tonight to get everything in that we want to share with you. Everything from simple Scotty McClellan to too stupid to be president to the energy bill to... the Bolton situation, to Negroponte, to gay marriage, to Justice Sunday. Oh, my God. And coming up in a few minutes, we're going to spend a few minutes with a woman named Anika Rahman. She's a well-known international women's rights advocate, and she recently, last summer, assumed the leadership of the United States Committee for the United Nations Population Fund. You need to know about this, okay? We're going to talk to her about the Bolton nomination and what she does. She's an American of Bangladeshi origin. That's in about, when's she calling in, Kathy? After the bottom of the hour? Okay. Two different points of view on gay marriage. Spain's lower house of parliament, which would be equivalent, I guess, to our House of Representatives, has approved the right of homosexual couples to marry and to adopt children. Did you ever think in Franco's fascist Spain, in one of the most Catholic countries in the history of the world, back then, I'm talking about 300-500 years ago, the seat of the Inquisition, huh? Right? My name is Torquemada. I'm here to make you love Jesus. Did you ever think that Spain, I didn't, they become the third country in the European Union. The other two are Belgium and Netherlands to authorize gay marriages. The government-backed bill. The government backs this. Of course, you know, they have a socialist prime minister there, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, who took office a year ago. But anyway, the bill now passes to the Spanish Senate, where it is expected to get final approval in the next few weeks. The opposition center-right Popular Party voted against it, saying that gay relationships fall outside the traditional institution of marriage. So did the theory that the earth was round. Religious groups, it says here, including Roman Catholics, no surprise there, Jews and Protestant bodies also expressed their opposition. Did any auto mechanics or school teachers or gardening experts, you know, any groups like that express opposition, or was it all these religious freaks? I guess it was just the religious freaks. When Zapatero took office a year ago, he said that he wanted to remove what he called the Catholic Church's advantages in that society and create a secular state with streamlined divorce and relaxations in abortion law, among other things. I hope nobody decides to rapture him now. Now, under the proposed bill, Spanish civil law would include the phrase, quote, matrimony shall have the same requisites and effects regardless of whether the persons involved are of the same or different sex, end quote. Damn, there goes the foundation of everything. It just collapsed. Did you hear the noise? Well, everything in Spain. The Justice Minister of Spain, Juan Fernando López Aguilar, argued that the bill overcomes what he calls the barriers of discrimination, many of them with deep historical or primitive roots, which affect rights and freedom, and in a specific way, the extension of free choice in the search for happiness, which is an unwritten basic right. Well, bless you, Juan. The vote in Parliament, the vote was 183 to 136 in favor, 6 abstentions, and now the bill goes to the Spanish Senate, where it's expected to pass. Before the vote, the Spanish Prime Minister Zapatero was asked how he felt the newly elected Pope, Benedict XVI, might greet the news, and I like his answer. He said, if the new Pope wants to say something about it, I'm prepared to respect whatever he says. He can count on my respect for him. But you know what? One of the guarantees of democracy is the freedom of religion, freedom of opinion, and freedom to carry out a political project with the citizens' vote. Now, that's kind of cool. Big T, Terry, sent that to me, and his little message was, some nations move forward as we move back to the days of the Puritans and the witch hunts. Now, what do you suppose he was talking about? Well, he's talking about this. The Texas House, 3 days ago, says no to gays as foster parents. Texas would become the only state to ban homosexuals and bisexuals from becoming foster parents under legislation passed yesterday in the Texas House. Now, this was an amendment tacked onto a bill that is designed to overhaul the state's troubled Child Protective Services Agency. It is troubled because kids that go into the agency usually wind up getting murdered, or occasionally wind up, not usually, wind up getting murdered. It's a horrible agency. So the Texas legislators decided to try to reform it, and sure enough, the Republican monsters that are loose in this society, especially in Texas, what a sump hole. I'm sorry, I know we have a lot of listeners in Texas. I'm not talking about you particularly. But politically speaking, your state is an outhouse. It's a ditch full of human waste. You know, it really, really is. So anyway, in the process of trying to reform the Child Protective Services Agency, these Republican knuckle-draggers jumped up from whoever they were molesting and said, hey, let's make it so the queers can't become foster parents. Sons of bitches, I hate them queers. You know, here's children. Children all over the place, looking for parents, looking for someone to love them. Not in the sense that George Bush means, but I mean love them, provide a home for them, security, stability. But if you're in Texas and you happen to be gay, well, that leaves you out because you're a demon, you're a sinner, you're filth. And who says that? The filth that sit in the Republican Party. God, I hate these people. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much? The amendment was approved on an 81-58 vote. Democrats argued against it. Now get this. Under this amendment, an applicant to be a foster parent or a person who's already a foster parent, whose performance as a foster parent is being evaluated, must list whether he or she is homosexual or bisexual. Write it down, bitch! Are you a lesbian? Are you sometimes a lesbian? And you, buddy, huh? How about you, a little light in the loafers? Are you queer? Jesus. And then the article by the Associated Press quotes Eva Thibodeau. She's a licensed foster parent, has been with her lesbian partner for 8 years. She and her partner have adopted 4 kids, have fostered 75 in the past 8 years. She said she was in shock over this amendment. She's a social worker, and she said, you know, I'm just so hurt and surprised, especially now when we are facing an ongoing crisis of not having enough resources to take care of kids. Well, I'm sorry, Eva. It doesn't make any difference. You dykes who have spent all this time and energy raising children, being parents, loving them, taking care of them, the jig is up, okay? We know what your ulterior motives were. At least the people in the state house in Texas know what your ulterior motives were. I've got to say it again tonight. I haven't mentioned yet tonight how much I just despise these Republicans, every single one of them. Well, what a hateful, nasty, bitchy, belligerent, poisonous thing to write into law. I mean, it's just sick. Just sick. Sick. I wish you fake, whatever the hell you are, you claim to be Christians, please, please rapture on out of here, will you?
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Mother Jones Magazine gives you the best investigative reporting and progressive opinion. Subscribe today at readmojo.com and get a full year for only $10. That's right, $10 for a year of this truly independent magazine. Mother Jones is run by a nonprofit, so we're free from the bias of corporate media. We dig deep to bring you the truth behind the spin. Mother Jones, the best in independent news at readmojo.com. Subscribe today at readmojo.com.
The Windsor Court Hotel, the Charleston Place, Amelia Island Plantation, the Renaissance Park 55. Hi, I'm David Orrick. What do all of these luxury hotels have in common? My 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum. Try my Orrick XL risk-free in your own home for 30 days, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. 989-4200.
Stephanie Miller.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
The imposition of a state religion is, by its very definition, anti-American. What we're talking about is the imposition of a particular strain of religion. And this is part and parcel of the baby steps that lead to fascism. Right. Eventually, we will get there if these people have their way.
Morning's Edition. From 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
Bill Clinton's far-reaching plan to eliminate al-Qaeda root and branch was completed only a few weeks before the inauguration of George W. Bush. If it had been implemented then, a former senior Clinton aide told Time, quote, we would be handing the Bush administration a war when they took office. Instead, Clinton and company decided to turn over the plan to the Bush administration to carry out. Clinton trusted Bush to protect America. This proved, 9 months later, to be a disastrous mistake, perhaps the biggest one Clinton ever made. Clinton's national security advisor, Sandy Berger, remembered how little help the previous Bush administration had provided to his team. Believing that the nation's security should transcend political bitterness, Berger arranged 10 briefings for his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and her deputy, Stephen Hadley. Berger made a special point of attending the briefing on terrorism. He told Dr. Rice, quote, I believe that the Bush administration will spend more time on terrorism in general and on al-Qaeda specifically than any other subject. Which brings me to a lie. When Time asked about the conversation, quote, Rice declined to comment, but through a spokeswoman, said she recalled no briefing at which Berger was present. Perhaps so, Dr. Rice, but might I direct our mutual friends, my listeners, to a certain December 30th, 2001 New York Times article? Perhaps you know the one, Condi. Shall I quote it? Quote, as he prepared to leave office last January, Mr. Berger met with his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and gave her a warning. According to both of them, he said that terrorism, and particularly Mr. Bin Laden's brand of it, would consume far more of her time than she had ever imagined.
Take this cough test. Name this cough. That's a flu and cold cough. That's a COPD cough or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Any persistent cough should be checked by your doctor. Don't take chances. Get answers. Visit the American Lung Association online at lungusa.org. The American Lung Association, improving life one breath at a time.
Celebrating a new administration. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
I, 21 past the hour. The the U.S. Senate, has approved Negroponte as intelligence chief. It's astonishing. Did you see what the vote was? 98-2. 98-2. You know what that means, don't you? The only two who voted against him were Ron Wyden of Oregon and Tom Harkin of Iowa. 98-2. Negroponte. Republican and Democrats alike in the Senate and the House said that Negroponte's long experience with intelligence officers in Vietnam, Central America, and Iraq make him knowledgeable about espionage. Do these people, are they incapable of doing just, if they can't remember history from 20 years ago, and regarding Negroponte in Vietnam and Negroponte in the Philippines, if they can't go back 30, 35 years, can't they just type into any search engine John Negroponte Iran-Contra or John Negroponte Honduras or Central America? This man is a butcher. Negroponte is as much of an instrument of death as anyone post the Nazi Holocaust in Europe. Now let me think for a second, Major. Okay, take out Pol Pot. Not that bad. Okay, take out William Westmoreland, who led the U.S. Forces to murder as many as 3 million. All right, so in Indochina. So if you take out Pol Pot and take out William Westmoreland. And did you? Yeah, okay. Negroponte is recent. Oh, wait a second. What about Henry Kissinger? Nah. Kissinger is almost a piker. Kissinger was responsible for assisting right-wing death squads in South America. One of Kissinger's, it has now been revealed, one of the things Kissinger participated in indirectly, but participated nonetheless, gave his blessing, much like a pope of death, was the Argentina, when they went to a military junta and they rounded up the leftists, that would be nuns and priests and social workers and union organizers and common folk, and they would take an average of 30, 35 a day, or was it 30 or 35 a week, and they would drug them, I don't know, sodium pentothal something, and put them in airplanes. And they would take their, once they got them in the airplanes, they'd fly out over the ocean, over the Pacific. Or, no, I'm sorry, the Atlantic. They would fly out over the Atlantic, and they would remove these people's clothes, wake them up, and push them out of the airplane, one after another. Trussed up like pigs. And Kissinger, this was just revealed. There just was a trial in Spain, and one of these murderous Argentines was sentenced to 600 years in prison or whatever for this. And it came out in the testimony. It came out in all sorts of documents now that have been released. This is why Henry Kissinger dare not leave the United States. There are governments looking for him to put him on trial for murder. But I digress. Jesus, I digress. But that was Kissinger, you know, and there were only maybe 15 or 20,000 people that were butchered that way. Not many. 15, 20,000. Negroponte, on the other hand, is responsible just in Central America for perhaps a quarter of a million deaths. Now, when you add in his involvement in Southeast Asia, the Philippines, and Iraq, probably approaches maybe what? Pick a number, half a million? And 98 United States senators said, we want this guy to run intelligence in the United States because he has had lots of experience. Jesus, I hate this country. I just hate what it has become. Do you understand that? Don't you feel that? Do you have the nerve to say it? I hate what we have become. I hate it. What happened here? Charles Manson wasn't available, so they put this butchering bastard in office. 98 United States senators vote to confirm him? Now, if the only two who didn't vote for his confirmation were Harkin and Wyden, uh-oh, go down the list! Little shocking, isn't it? Once again, when the rubber hits the road, oh, I know we talk about this Democratic senator being a savior and this Democratic House member being a savior, maybe, perhaps, possibly, oh, Jesus, will somebody throw us a life preserver, right? Oh, look what he or she did in committee. Oh, look what they really stood up. And then when they take the vote, they vote in favor of a mass murderer. I hate what we've become. I hate what we've become.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
We're locked.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
You are not wearing that.
Why not? It's comfortable.
Not on the eyes.
Come on.
We live in New York City.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and my friends are going to be there. Please change.
Look, I love you just the way you are. I wouldn't ask you to change anything.
Oh, that is sweet. And I don't want you to change. Just those shoes and that shirt. And you're kidding about those pants, right?
Love is about give and take. Finding it shouldn't be. Match.com has more subscribers than any other site. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball. Work up a sweat playing tennis. Or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
Today, Kyle and his big brother, Justin,
hello,
hi,
are here to share some stuff we've learned.
From time to time, a kid may double dare you.
That looks heavy. Bet you can't lift it.
Are you serious?
I double dare you.
Okay.
See? I told you.
Uh-oh.
Moments like these happen every day.
To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
She's fed up with the right. Aren't you? The Randy Rhodes Show, here on the mic, 92.1.
While Washington's been obsessed with Tom DeLay, the religious right, and Terry Schiavo, they haven't noticed that America's economic life is in danger. Inflation's on the rise, but income isn't. Bush's handling of the economic issues, or lack of it, is beginning to contribute to his falling poll numbers. You know, in the heartland, only 36% of Iowans approved of Bush's handling of the economy as a whole, only 24% of Iowans approved of his handling of the federal budget, and only 26% approved of his efforts to change Social Security. Now, it's not like the Hill's been ignoring the economy completely. Bush did help pass a new bankruptcy law. That law makes it harder for American households who are being eaten alive by credit card rates so high it would embarrass the mafia to declare bankruptcy if, say, they got hit with a child's medical bills. Rates are likely to top 30%. That's not interest, that's VIG. Bush also passed legislation that restricts class action lawsuits, which save huge corporations millions of dollars. The average CEO makes $9 million a year. Yeah, he needs protection. You know what you make. 60% of corporations don't even pay their taxes. And this in a time of war. You know what you pay every week. But I guess it's hard to relate to gas being $3 a gallon when he's gotten a free ride his entire life. I'm Randy Rhodes, and that's a full lid for now.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mic 92.1.
The righties can't take it upon themselves to go to Walter Reed Hospital and to see these amputees. They'll go over there and then they'll come out, oh, just a great attitude by all of our troops. They can't wait to get back. The devil's in the details when it comes to the true, full benefits that we promised them. The Republicans are no-shows.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mic 92.1.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crap in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he's dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crap their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already? Paid for by Switchboat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow. That's,
you've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
The Mic.
I like the Randy Rhodes Show because she tells it how it is.
The Mic, 92.1, Madison's progressive talk. He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's More Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Before the hour. If you are a regular listener to this program, you know that I very seldom have guests. It's just the way I do the program. The different talk show hosts will have a whole stack of guests. But I wanted to bring on tonight a woman named Anika Rahman. She is a well-known international women's rights advocate, and she last summer she assumed the leadership of the United States Committee for the United Nations Population Fund. A little background on Ms. Rahman. For more than 10 years, she has monitored and analyzed U.S. and international population policies that affect the reproductive rights and health of women. And now as president of the U.S. Committee, she oversees education, advocacy, and fundraising on behalf of the United Nations Population Fund. She's also the co-author of a book titled Female Genital Mutilation, A Practical Guide to Worldwide Laws and Policies. Her articles on women's health and rights have been published in academic, human rights, and legal journals and in major newspapers throughout the country, and I would assume around the world. Ms. Rahman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
I need to get a quick education here, not just for myself, but for, I'm sure, a certain percentage of our listeners. Can you tell us what the United Nations Population Fund does and why it was put together?
Absolutely. The United Nations Population Fund, also known as UNFPA, was established in 1969 to provide reproductive health services, family planning, deal with issues of women's empowerment, and stop violence against women around the world.
Around the world. How successful would you say it's been since 1969?
Well, I think that there have been enormous strides made. We've seen worldwide reductions in the number of infant deaths. We've seen enormous increases in the number of men and women who have access to modern contraception in the last three decades. In 1969, about 20% of the world had access to modern contraception. Today, the number sits at around 60%. We've also seen declines in maternal mortality, though it's still a very big problem because even today, a woman dies every minute from a preventable pregnancy-related cause. So even though there's improvement, there's still it's pretty tragic in that on that issue.
When you say, Ms. Rahman, that it's gone from 20% to 60% of men and women globally who have access to birth control, for example, mm-hmm. having access is different from actually being able to use it. Now we all know that the Catholic Church is adamantly, almost violently opposed to birth control. Having access and actually using it are two different things. What would you say would be a ballpark figure on people who actually take advantage of the available ability of birth control?
Correct that just having access, just talking about making it available is not the same thing as ensuring people use it. So a critical part of what...
Okay, Ms. Rahman, I have to tell you that I don't know what you're talking to us on, but we are catching every other word.
Oh.
And if you're on a cell phone...
No, I'm talking to you from a landline.
From a landline?
Yeah.
Okay, it's improved a little bit. I don't know what's going on, but I want folks to hear this.
Okay,
but
so do you want me to call you back on another landline I have?
Yes, if you would do that. Just call the number back.
I will do that right now.
Yeah, okay, that would be good. Just hang up and call me right now. Call me right back. I hate when that happens, don't you? It's just very irritating, and we will get Ms. Rahman back in a second. One of the other things I want to talk to her about, obviously, is the nomination of John Bolton. Now, to be our representative of the UN, obviously he has nothing to do with this sort of thing, but he's going to represent the United States there, and I just feel we're concerned subdivisions of the UN, like the Population Fund, that John Bolton is absolutely the wrong man. Ms. Rahman, you're back? Are you back?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Now I can't hear anything.
Okay.
There we are. Thank you. It's much better.
All right, great.
Okay, now my question was, having a contraception available and actually using it are two different things. What would you say is the use rate?
Well, that's really difficult to estimate on a global basis, and I don't think anybody has numbers. But the important point to remember is, as you say, that just providing it doesn't mean that people are using it. And so we have a real challenge worldwide in addressing this issue, especially in an age where we have HIV/AIDS and prevention and education of and treatment of the issue is such a big problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, working against the interests of Islam and Christianity, fundamentalist Christianity, whether it's Protestant or Catholic, must be a major hurdle for your organization to try to get over.
Well, I think that dealing with the fundamentalist aspects of any religion that stands opposed to family planning, that stands opposed to women's rights, is indeed a challenge for any organization dealing with the empowerment of women and trying to get people reproductive health and good sexual health.
One question was suggested I ask you is, what can Americans do to encourage or help or support or signal some sort of support for the United Nations Population Fund?
Well, it's really important that Americans contact their legislators in Washington, speak to them, get them to vote correctly on the issue. They can also directly provide financial support to the United Nations Population Fund because, as you know, this administration has denied funding to the agency for the last 3 years. It has denied $34 million that Congress had allocated for the United Nations Population Fund, and we as Americans should be part of the solution and should try to show that individual citizens think differently and stand for different principles than this administration.
How do you feel the appointment, if it passes through the Senate, and if there is a deity, it will be defeated, but the appointment of John Bolton, who certainly has a reputation around the world that people are more familiar with than in the United States, because in this country we have a carefully controlled and neutered press, but in countries like the Philippines or Central America, South America, Southeast Asia, the Middle East, where this man has worked, his reputation is well known of being a real thug, a real bully boy, and someone who is going to do everything he possibly can to thwart efforts by organizations like the UN FPA. How do you feel about his possible confirmation?
Well, I think that that would be pretty bad, that this administration's election of John Bolton indicates its anti-UNism, its belief that it can just bestride the world like a sole superpower and not care about the rest of the world and the United Nations. And more particularly, on the issues of family planning and reproductive health, clearly John Bolton is not the kind of man who is going to stand up and speak out for women's empowerment and all the issues that I and so many millions of Americans care so deeply about.
Do you get, to make up for the lack of support coming from the leaders of the United States, the Congress and President Bush, do you make up for that lack of support from the European Union, or how about from the Chinese, the Indians?
Well, actually we do. Let me just say one thing, that actually in the last 3 years, Congress has appropriated $34 million for the United Nations Population Fund, and it is the administration that has decided not to allocate that money to the UN.
Right.
And United Nations Population Fund has received additional funds primarily from Europe, actually, and the Japanese. And so, to some extent, some of that money shortfall has certainly been made up. But most importantly, however, the U.S. remains the world superpower, particularly in terms of policy. And it's not just about money, it's about leadership. And the U.S. has historically been a leader on reproductive health and rights, and even calling for women's rights historically. As you know, Eleanor Roosevelt was a key figure in drafting the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and the U.S. has always been front and center on these issues. But now we find that that leadership is not just diminished, it's actually destroyed. And so it's not just about money, it's also about taking leadership and political position on these issues.
Given this worldwide pandemic of HIV/AIDS and the fact that it is not being brought under control, which is a combination of poor planning on the parts of the governments where this disease is most prevalent, but also the religious aspects that enter into this, the shamefulness. What is your organization doing to address HIV/AIDS, if anything?
Well, the United Nations as a general system has taken the lead. There is an agency called the UNAIDS, which is actually a collaborative effort between major UN agencies, including the World Health Organization and the United Nations Population Fund. And so the United Nations Population Fund is working within UNAIDS, but also within that system it is focusing a lot more on prevention of HIV/AIDS and trying to integrate those services within existing family planning and maternal health services so that people can have sort of an integrated health approach.
We're just about out of time, Ms. Rachman. One last question. Do you have a sense of optimism about your agency?
I have a sense of optimism about the promise of the agency, and I have a sense of optimism that Americans can make a difference if they know how important this work is.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And I wish you the best. I wish your organization the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anika Rockman is the president of the U.S. Committee for the United Nations Population Fund. She spoke with us from New York, I believe. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. This is a Mother Jones Minute. Crackpots who deny the existence of global warming don't have science on their side, but they do have a lot of money behind them. A new report in Mother Jones magazine shows that many deniers of global warming are funded by one source, ExxonMobil. In recent years, Exxon has funneled $8 million into more than 40 groups that say global warming doesn't exist. For instance, Exxon gave $90,000 to groups run by FoxNews.com columnist Stephen Malloy, who insists global warming is a hoax. And it gave $700,000 to a group which published a paper claiming, quote, global warming could actually save lives, unquote. It may sound like these groups are just blowing hot air, but this is a direct attack on today's best scientific thinking. Thanks to Exxon, we'll all be feeling the heat. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
It's been about 20 minutes, almost a half hour since the white smoke started. Oh, no.
Ratzinger.
You believe me?
Who is it?
Oh, it's Ratzinger.
Oh.
Oh,
unbelievable.
My.
Right now, you know why he didn't come out? They probably gave him a pint of blood or something.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
This is my dream diary from last night because I got to bring it into my therapist this week. I'm listening to my iPod while I'm standing online at the multiplex. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go see Hotel Rwanda because I hear it's fantastic. Just then I hear a familiar voice. Mark, it's the iPod. Damn! Why don't you go see Sahara with Matthew McConaughey, Steve Zahn, and Penelope Cruz? The Portland Oregonian says it's surprisingly entertaining. Tune out. I said, because it looks like such a giant piece of crap, that's why. Then how about Beauty Shop with Queen Latifah and Alicia Silverstone? Variety called it a sunny and sassy comedy. I say, no, no. What's the matter, Mark? Don't you like black people? I say, hey, wait, that's not it. It just looks lame, okay? And I really want to see Hotel Rwanda. Is that not black enough for you? Mark, if you don't go see popular movies, you won't be able to talk to your coworkers about them. Without shared pop culture experiences, you'll be alone. Go see Guess Who with Ashton Kutcher. I say, no, I'm not gonna see Sahara, I'm not going to see Beauty Shop, and I'm not going to see anything with Ashton Kutcher, ever. I'm here to see Hotel Rwanda, all right? Let it go. The iPod says, Mark, no one's impressed by your alternative tastes. You're just a misfit who can't relate to other people, and you're not getting any younger. I get up to the booth, and the ticket kid says, which movie? Just then, a jolt of electricity starts shooting into my brain, and I'm like, ow! Oh, God! It's excruciating! You know, it's just killing me, and I finally say, all right, Sahara. I want to see Sahara, and give me tickets for the Ashton Kutcher movie later. And the Charlotte Observer says, this Kutcher's most relaxed and sensitive work on film. The electricity stops, and the iPod says, good, Mark. Now order the super combo. That's three jumbo drinks, a garbage bag full of buttered corn, and your choice of delicious candy. Tune out. I woke up, and my bed was filled with gummy worms. You dig what I'm saying, man? How's that grab you?
This is Deputy Randy Wiesinger from the Dane County Sheriff's Office. Have you noticed how many of your friends, neighbors, and relatives are riding motorcycles these days? There is a safety problem in that motorcycles are smaller and somewhat harder to see. One of the leading causes of motorcycle crashes is the failure to yield right-of-way by other vehicles, often caused by the tendency to underestimate the speed of the oncoming cycles as well as their inherent lack of visibility. With the motorcycle season upon us, the Safe Communities Coalition and the Dane County Sheriff's Office want to remind you to watch for and respect the motorcycles on the road.
You're on the mic.
Knowledge is power, and the mic gives us knowledge.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The mic, 92.1.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Amazing grace. 10 before the hour. Back to this Negroponte thing. I wonder how our guest is going to deal with John Bolton if he is confirmed. But Negroponte was confirmed. 98-2. The chairman, the Republican chairman of the Intelligence Committee, from which this filthy nomination was turned over to the Senate at large, that would be Pat Roberts of Kansas. He said, referring to Negroponte, he is going to carry heavy burdens, but I am convinced that he has the character, that he has the expertise, and he has the leadership skills. The character. Is Pat Roberts a moron? He's a senator in the United States Senate. Is he a moron to ascribe character to someone who helped put together death squads in Central America to kill people simply because they were trying to resist Central American fascism? Pat Roberts says this is a show of character? Character. Pat Roberts must think Charles Manson is Christ-like. John Negroponte has character. A death squad organizing mass killer who, when he walks across the street, his shoes slosh still from the blood collected of innocent people who died on his watch. And, of course, the Democrats don't care. They don't care. They don't give a damn. Two of them gave a damn. Tom Harkin and Ron Wyden. So Negroponte now will head up the United States Secret Police. It's going to be a hell of a ride, folks. It is going to be one hell of a ride. Lee is calling from Santa Rosa about this issue. Lee, welcome to the program. Where's Lee? There's Lee. Hi, Lee. Welcome to the program.
I say you got that right, exactly. Torture Gonzalez and Negroponte, they're professionals in promoting torture, Gonzalez, mm-hmm. and creating the disappeared, Negroponte. That's why Karl Rove promoted these criminals to control us.
I'm starting to get the same feeling. This terror is going to be unleashed against
us.
Okay.
It's us. It's going to be population control, crowd control, because you know the stuff's going to start hitting the fan.
Do you have any idea why one of your senators, or to both of your senators, Feinstein and Boxer, didn't?
You told me that news. Yeah, I'm going to find out.
No,
Feinstein,
you don't. Yeah.
You know, I can't count on her. But Boxer, I'm shocked.
I am too. I wish. Now, the only rationale here, and in the case of Negroponte, there should have been an exception made. The only rationale is that when appointments are being made for most of these positions, like cabinet positions or ambassadorships, it is usually a courtesy by the United States Senate, no matter who's in power, to let the president have whom he will. If he wants to appoint a child molester, that's kind of pushing it. But the attitude of the Senate, the institutional attitude of the Senate, is to give a president. Now, when it comes to judges or people who are going to have a more direct effect, although I can't see how a judge would have a more direct effect than someone like Negroponte. But that's been the tradition, and I'm just wondering, I'm not trying to cut any slack for any of these Democrats who voted to confirm this monster, but I'm wondering if that's the basis on which he was confirmed by people like Senator Boxer or Senator Kennedy.
No, you know what I think? I think they know what his position's going to entail, and they're nervous. I mean, let's be realistic about what these positions entail. They've got the Patriot Act and the Roundup 10,000 that proves the point.
You and I are in danger, aren't we?
And the rest of us, yeah, and the rest of you people out there, you bet. And, you know, it almost gives me a little satisfaction knowing that these Kool-Aid drinkers gripping their assault weapons and bad-mouthing the UN are going to be blindsided by what this administration is going to do to their butts.
I know. I keep waiting for that magic moment myself. You know, maybe Boxer is just choosing her battles. You know, she's vehemently opposed to Bolton, so maybe she felt compelled to let Negroponte pass. Of course, the difference between Negroponte and Bolton is the difference between a mass killer and a 75-cent punk.
There's, you know, there's no certain number of no's. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, she should have just no. There's, you know.
Well, I agree.
And thanks for Wednesday's show. What an eye-opener.
Wasn't that a hoot?
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Listen, we got to go, Lee. Thanks for
checking in.
All right, talk to you again. Take care. We'll be back. Quick break. Stay with us, all right? Stay with us. Come on. It's Thursday night. What the hell else you got to do? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
We can call this story the corrupt politician from outer space. Tom DeLay, the besieged House Majority Leader, has invaded NASA. When he recently redrew congressional district lines in Texas, he placed the Johnson Space Center in his district. The Space Center, home to Mission Control, is one of the largest employers in Texas. And last year, when Republicans wanted to slice $1.1 billion out of NASA's budget to spend more on veterans, DeLay blocked passage of the entire federal budget until NASA got this money. DeLay has become the go-to guy in Congress on space policy, so he can influence how NASA carves up its $16 billion pie, and he is well-positioned to hit up aerospace contractors for contributions and to direct contracts to his favorite firms. He has made NASA another source of money and power for Tom DeLay. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies' Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Stu Levitan here. Well, there are two big events this week, the New Orleans Jazz Festival and Passover. So join me this week when we talk with the legendary music impresario George Ween about founding the Jazz Festival, and with the author of What We Knew, an oral history of life in Nazi Germany. That's Sunday morning with Stu Levitan, 9 to noon, on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
This is Martin Sheen. Making decisions is a big part of all of our lives, but no decisions are more important than the ones we make about our children's health. That's why you should know about Shriners Hospitals for Children. For almost 80 years, they've provided expert medical care to kids with orthopedic problems or with severe burns, totally free of charge. And there's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child who they could help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, building a better tomorrow for kids.
I'm Kathy Rowe from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on the mic, the mic, the mic, the mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Michelle Wright. A military jury in North Carolina says an Army sergeant is guilty of killing two of his fellow soldiers. Reporter Bill Pride with CNN Radio affiliate WBT explains.
The court-martial determined that Army Sergeant Hassan Akbar killed two officers in a grenade and rifle attack on fellow soldiers. The attack occurred in Kuwait 2 years ago as troops awaited orders to invade Iraq. The jury's unanimous guilty verdict means Akbar could be sentenced to death. A sentencing hearing is set for Monday. The jury deliberated for about 2.5 hours. Akbar's defense lawyers didn't deny that the Muslim soldier carried out the assault, but said he was insane at the time. Prosecutors say he was sane and that the crime was premeditated. Bill Pride for CNN Radio in Charlotte.
The Islamic Army in Iraq is taking credit for the gruesome video released Thursday showing the lone survivor of a helicopter crash in Iraq being executed. The group also claims to have shot down the chopper carrying 11 civilians. Stateside, the Senate unanimously approved an $81 billion spending measure to continue funding the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Total spending on the cost of combat and reconstruction is now over $300 billion. Also on Capitol Hill Thursday, the House approved a far-reaching energy bill which will allow drilling on an Alaskan wildlife refuge, among other things. Michigan Democrat John Dingell says the bill won't help average Americans.
They're getting $55 a gallon for oil. Seems like that's doing pretty well if they're getting $55 a barrel, and they don't need any more help from the taxpayers or from the consumers, who are the same people.
Another bill introduced in the House Thursday is looking to require states to keep closer tabs on sexual offenders. Florida Congresswoman Jeannie Brown Waite.
In addition to the current fines and jail time, offenders would have to wear the monitoring devices for 5 years for offenders and 10 years for predators.
The act is named for murdered 9-year-old Jessica Lunsford. This is CNN Radio News.
There are six of us. We're on our own. No parents, no rules, and no safety either. You see, we can fly. No, I'm not kidding. We have wings, and we can fly.
From number one best-selling author James Patterson comes his most exciting book yet, James Patterson's Maximum Ride.
If you dare to read this story, you could become part of the experiment. You'll see what I mean at MaximumRide.com.
James Patterson's Maximum Ride. Visit MaximumRide.com if you dare.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
If you're playing the market, you had a great day Thursday. Our Jeannie Yerman reports.
The bulls were stampeding on Wall Street Thursday. Stocks posted their biggest one-day gain since April of 2003 on upbeat reports on corporate America and the economy. The Dow surged 206 points to 10,218. The Nasdaq added 48 points to 1962.
No sign if the rally will continue on Friday. A research group says the index of leading economic indicators fell last month, suggesting a period of unsteady growth.
It is far more to do with confidence, business confidence, and consumer confidence than with whatever does or does not happen in terms of gas prices.
Economist Ken Goldstein with the Conference Board. 99% of the deadly flu vials mistakenly sent to labs worldwide have been destroyed, posing little public danger.
No human case of H2N2 has been identified anywhere in the world.
Dr. Julie Gernberger with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. This is CNN Radio News. Mortgage rates are falling again for the third time in a week. Freddie Mac says rates on 30-year fixed mortgages are down 5.8%. Looking for the best colleges for your value? The Princeton Review is out with their top 10 list. Number one, Bates College in Maine, but a close second, New Mexico Tech, says Review VP Robert Franken.
New Mexico Tech is a wonderful school, has a 19% Latino population, so again, reaching out to that first-generation Latino base. It's an unapologetically engineering school, it's a research school, but it's a wonderful bargain, about $9,000 in tuition.
Rounding Rounding out the top five, Brigham Young, Hendricks College, and UCLA. Looking to lose weight and love talking on the phone? Well, the University of California is now offering a series of free recorded messages with advice ranging on getting fit to healthy snacking. The messages are available in both English and Spanish. I'm Michelle Wright. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Had enough religious Rottweilers messing with our democracy? Enough of the corporate bullies blowing hot air on energy policy? Mel White of SoulForce, a born again, has plans to encircle Focus on the Family's compound this week. We'll hear from Mel, also from businesses small and large that are shifting to renewable energy no matter what Washington says. Who says we can't gracefully take matters into our own hands? That's all on the Laura Flanders Show this weekend.
Laura Flanders, Saturday and Sunday nights at 6 on the Mic 92.1.
About me you folks might not know. Nobody likes me. Maybe it's because I like to attack people. I can reduce them to weak, stammering, confused, scared imitations of their former selves for life. I am a stroke.
Recognize the symptoms of a stroke and act quickly. To learn more about stroke, call 1-888-4-STROKE or simply log on to strokeassociation.org, because time lost is brain lost. A message from Don Rickles. This public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Thought you were fed up? This is the Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Truth Seekers, it's about 7 past the hour. A couple more items here before we come to your phone calls. The Senate approves Negroponte by a vote of 98-2. The House, by a vote of 249-183, has approved what is being called with straight faces, at least when they're in front of cameras, an energy bill. This is astonishing. Now, the Senate had already passed something, so now it goes to a committee where the thuggery in both of these bodies of the United States Congress will reconcile their differences and come up with something guaranteed to A, further hasten the end of the world as we know it, B, do nothing about our energy problems, C, do nothing about our environmental problems, nothing. Absolutely. This is incredible. Oh, and by the way, tomorrow's Earth Day. Nice little gift to the American people on Earth Day Eve. Earth Day, you remember that, don't you? So this is a $12 billion energy bill that includes incentives to increase increase our own demise. Because they're tax giveaways and cash handouts to increase the domestic production of crude oil, natural gas, coal, nuclear, and other energy sources. And you know what that means, don't you? You know where the lion's share is going. What are they going to give? $1.98 to the biomass industry, $15.16 to wind energy, and maybe $100 to solar energy, right? The rest of the $12 billion goes to you-know-who. Now, not only is this disgusting and sick and insane, but the bill also contains a provision that, a couple of provisions. One that will allow, finally it's going to happen. The moose can go screw themselves. Here we come, Anwar. We're coming. Get out of the way, you little penguins. There are penguins up there, aren't there? No, is that the other direction? Oh, I don't care. I'm a Republican. Get out of the way, you Eskimos. What? They're not called Eskimos. Get out of the way, you birds and crap. We're going to make ice roads. Yeah, sure we are. Yeah. The National Wildlife Refuge is now going to become one more example of the corruption and the destruction. The corruption of the Republican Party, the destruction caused by the Republican Party. One of North America's last refuges of this sort, areas. What the hell you want to call it? B provisions. There's a provision to shield the makers of this hideous gasoline additive. What is it? MDTE? Is that what it is? I think that's the initials. To shield the people who make that poison, MTBE, it's a gasoline additive that's contaminating drinking water. It is causing neurological damage in children. It is poison. And it's being dumped into our streams and lakes and rivers. Oh, God. So the energy bill contains a provision that will protect the makers of this additive from water contamination lawsuits. You know, some nights when afternoons when I'm putting together the poisonous articles I want to talk about on the program that particular night, some afternoons I just sit there and I swear to you, tears start to pump up into my eyes. Those real hot ones, those real hot tears when you are just furious. And if you were near something you could smash that wasn't yours, you would do it. If you were near one of the people, whoever they are, who's responsible for this, you'd throttle them. You understand what I'm saying? You ever get that feeling? It's just a visceral rage that is impossible to contain. And that's when I usually have to get up, get away from the computer, and go find Molly and sit down on the floor and play with her and her xylophone or something, you know? Today was one of those days. The makers of MBTE will be shielded. They will not have any lawsuits against them. MTBE. I always get those initials wrong. Nation Magazine did an enormous series on this additive a couple of years ago, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. You ought to go back, you ought to research it and get it. This stuff is like, it's like mercury, only worse. I can't get my mind around this so-called energy bill. Dick Cheney must be laughing his ass off. And all the thugs that he sat down with 4 years ago, 5 years ago, in the White House, and said, all right, we're going to ram this up the rear ends of the American public. It might take a little time, but by God, we're going to do it. They've done it. The bill was approved, put together by these filthy Republicans, approved after 2 days when the Republican majority beat back attempt after attempt by Democrats to add amendments that would reduce energy use. Like a proposal for higher automobile fuel economy. Democrats were asking? They were asking for a provision to require automakers to increase fuel economy to a fleet average, an average of 33 miles per gallon over the next decade. That was defeated 254 to 177. And if it would have passed, more oil would have been saved than over the same period of time as the drilling in Anwar than is going to be extracted from Anwar. Think about that. Just by increasing fleet averages to 33 miles a gallon of gasoline would have saved the same amount of oil that's going to be pulled out of the Arctic. Sometimes I feel like I'm going to choke to death. Don't you? Huh? Don't you feel that way? The bill includes $12 billion in tax breaks over 10 years and subsidies for energy companies, more than the Bush administration said it wanted. But the Bush crime family, once they saw what was in there, said, oh, yeah, hell yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. Now, the Republicans argued, as they've been arguing, that oil from Anwar is needed to help take care of our growing dependence on oil imports. It's always been oil imports, at least for the past 40 years, 50 years, 60, once they discovered it was all over the Middle East. Why drill America? This is oil that won't be available for a decade, and it's sold to the sheeple of this country once again. Well, we need this oil now. We have an oil crisis now. We have an energy crisis. We need it 10 years down the road. Who's going to make money on this? Who? God. And even then, there's not enough up there that's going to have a damn bit of effect on the price at the pump. Not a penny. Not a tenth of a penny. Everybody knows this. This is another one of those payoffs. $12 billion to an industry that is showing record levels of profits. Record levels of profits in the oil industry. There has never, ever been anything like this in the oil industry. Oil, is it still around $50 a barrel? These unconscionable capitalist thugs, these vampires, are just bleeding the planet dry, literally. Literally. Well, you sons of bitches, where are you going to spend your money when this planet dies? Huh? Where are you going to spend it? Where are your great-grandchildren going to spend all this money when the planet just dies?
We are a billion children rolled into one. When I hear about the hole in the sky, salt water wells in my eyes. We climb the highest mountain, we'll make the desert glow. We're so ingenious, we can walk on.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Now, let's take a snapshot of where we are with this economy in terms of working people. Corporate America is making goo gobs of money by keeping wages down, by saying to workers, you don't want to work here? I got 25 people ready to take your place tomorrow.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Yeah, Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did this happen?
Well, look, time travel, it's hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gassing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, Future Mark, hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours, so there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff, everybody grabs onto something, a couple of species drop out. You get used to it. All right, see? There, it stopped.
All right, so, okay, so now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, the stretch pants are very swimming. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore?
Oh, yeah, you're married. But you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? Hey, you know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. You know, how long was it? Was it last week that the it's called the Millennium Ecosystem Assessment was released? I think there were 1,000 experts from 100 countries, and they got together and assessed what we have done to the planet. And what they told us is that we have used up or degraded 65% of this planet's capacity to support life with clean air and water and food. And then there's the peak oil issue that we've talked about in this program. We had Michael Rupert on here. We've talked about it before. We literally are on the downside now with oil. And the people who run this country passed legislation that acknowledges none of this, none of the science, none of the reality, none of what, I don't know, do they all figure in the House and the Senate, well, we're going to be dead anyway, and, we hate our children and our grandchildren, so screw them. What we're going to do here is make a lot of money and buy a lot of whores, male and female, and eat a lot of rich food and drive big cars and bomb all kinds of countries. Well, after all, Jesus is coming back, so, you know, to hell with the future. Is this what it is? How can a group of people who look like adults sit down and come up with something like this? This energy bill. Oh well, what the hell? There's no point in us talking about this kind of stuff, right? Wait till we have something like the Exxon Valdez back in 1989. Remember that oil spill? And how Exxon got out of paying, what'd they do? Pay off a couple of fish farmers and that was it. It's just unbelievable. Now, we played this last night, but I think it got lost in the flood tide of Republican ignorance that washed over this program last night. But Bush, on Wednesday, was given a speech before the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And he was talking about his energy policy. This was 24 hours before it was passed the House, passed their version of it, and gave him everything he wanted plus. Now, maybe you can translate this. Like I said last night, I don't speak moron. But listen, this is Bush talking. This is a man who, I don't know how to paraphrase. This is a guy who's supposed to be setting policy. This is a guy who's supposed to be having a vision. This is the guy. He has visions, all right. This is a guy who's supposed to be having an energy vision, something for America, something for the world, something. Oh, Jesus, here he is.
As we increase domestic production of existing resources, an energy bill should also help us diversify our nation's energy supply by developing alternative sources of energy. And I like the idea of people growing corn that gets converted into energy.
Jesus.
So he walks into the Oval Office. There's a lot of corn being grown, Mr. President. Hopefully that one day will mean we're less dependent on foreign sources of energy.
Oh, Jesus.
The more corn there is, the more we have to eat. The more corn there is, the more energy there is.
You see, just, will somebody please step up right now and plunge a dagger into my heart? This is the President of the United States standing there like an absolute gibbering moron, talking about, well, you know, the more corn there is, the more we have to eat. The more corn there is, the more energy there is. Oh, my God. Now, I don't know what he's saying here, but this is the other soundbite from yesterday, still talking to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And he's talking about his plan to blast Anwar, the wildlife refuge up there, and the fact that it'll have almost no impact. Well, here, listen to him.
To achieve greater energy security, we have got to harness the power of clean coal. We should also open up new areas to environmentally responsible exploration for oil and natural gas, including the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Oh, hell yeah.
The Department of Interior estimates that we could recover more than 10 billion barrels of oil from a small corner of Anwar. And we can reach Anwar's oil deposits with almost no impact on land and local wildlife.
Yeah. Nothing's going to happen. Almost no impact. You know. Kelpie Wilson, writing at Truth Out, points out that the $10 billion or so in tax breaks to this fossil fuel industry, what it would mean if that $10 billion were given back to us as rebates so we could all invest in a little personal energy independence. Kelpie writes, wouldn't it be great to have $10,000 to put some solar panels on your roof? $10 billion could put those solar panels on 100,000 roofs. And if we'd been doing that for the last 10 years, we'd have 1 million solar roofs by now. And another 10 years, we'd have 10 million. No. Never gonna happen.
We can build roads of ice that literally melt away when summer comes.
I don't care about spots on my apples. Leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. The day paradise put up a fucking lie. And now they pay paradise to put up a fucking lie. One night.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Ooh, I got it.
Okay.
Thor.
You're joking.
What? It's a strong name.
No.
Okay, fine. Another one I have is Caspian.
What, like the sea?
Yeah.
No way.
I need a powerful name for my son.
Your son? Our son. You know what? We've got time. We don't need to decide now.
You're right. Let's at least wait until you're pregnant.
Love has its uncertainties, but looking for love shouldn't. Match.com. So many marriages. So many babies. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Mother Jones Magazine gives you the best investigative reporting and progressive opinion. Subscribe today at ReadMojo.com and get a full year for only $10. That's right, $10 for a year of this truly independent magazine. Mother Jones is run by a nonprofit, so we're free from the bias of corporate media. We dig deep to bring you the truth behind the spin. Mother Jones, the best in independent news at ReadMojo.com. Subscribe today at ReadMojo.com.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Earth Day 2005 is fast approaching. Unfortunately, this year is no time just to sit back and enjoy nature, because our country's air, land, and water are facing unprecedented threats. Since the election, the Bush administration has been pushing to drill for oil, even in pristine protected places like the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and to keep America dependent on fossil fuels and nuclear power long into the future. This is Bryden Sweeney Taylor from Wisperg, and I'm on the mic. The United States oil addiction has got us over a barrel. President Bush has urged Congress to get an energy bill to his desk, but the bill the president wants does little to address our energy problems and a lot to help out big, polluting energy companies. Wisconsinites deserve a cleaner, smarter energy future that moves us towards greater reliance on renewable energy, energy efficiency, and conservation. You can help make that happen by joining Wisperg's Earth Day Neighborhood Walk. On Saturday, April 23rd, Wisperg will be going out into the community to talk to our neighbors about the threats facing the environment and get them involved by taking action to write Wisconsin senators about the need for a cleaner, more sustainable energy policy for our country. You can bet our senators are hearing from Big Oil. Now's the time for them to hear from you. We'll be starting at 10 a.m. at the Madison Public Library at 201 West Mifflin Street with a rally featuring speakers including Alder Austin King, and then head out into the community to mobilize for change. I hope you can join us. But if you can't, you can email our senators at our website, wisperg.org, and spread the word. It'll be a lot of fun and a great way to protect the environment. If you have any questions, call 608-251-1918 or check out the website, wisperg.org. I'm Bryden Sweeney Taylor from Wisperg with this listener commentary on the Mic 92.1.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
He's taken it as his name Benedict the 16th.
You're going to take Benedict 16?
Yeah.
Yes. I hope so, because I'm the 17th.
That's right. That's what you said yesterday, that you would have taken Benedict the 17th.
Because I wanted to skip one.
That's right.
And I think I'm right. We should have skipped this guy.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1, streaming at themic921.com.
I'm George W. Bush, leader of the free world. I want to bomb Iraq. And when the world says no, I say, yeah, whatever. Saddam has started to meet our demands. Yeah, whatever. I talked to Colin Powell. He said,
sir, maybe we should give the inspectors more time.
I said, no, you know why?
Because it's my United States of
whatever.
Yeah. And this is my United States of
whatever.
President Bush.
Hush up, don't talk to me now.
Whatever.
Leave it to me. Hello.
This is Putin. Russia will veto war.
I see. Whatever.
Mr. President, North Korea's got nukes.
Oh. Ding dong dong ding ding dong dong. Translation? Whatever.
I am Bin Laden. You still have not caught me.
I'm George W. You know what the W stands for? Yet.
Because this is my United States of
whatever.
Hi, and this is ding ding dong, ding ding dong, dong.
Whatever.
I hope you got the message.
Whatever.
Whatever.
With Forward Forum, Saturday mornings at 9 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
26 before the hour. Bolton. Bush today urged the Senate to confirm another thug, another punk, another useless appointee. What to say about Bolton? You know, it's all over the map. 59 former U.S. ambassadors signed a letter opposing Bolton's nomination as ambassador to the U.N. This is a few weeks ago. 46 of those 59 served in Republican administrations. Bolton was the go-to guy in the cover-up of what happened in Central America while Negroponte was engineering mass death, while the CIA was engineering the importation of drugs, cocaine from Colombia through Panama in order to finance this illegal war, until, the Panamanian dictator Bush's friend got in the way. Who was it, Kathy? He was a CIA operative and one of Bush's buddies. And finally, he had enough, Noriega, and he decided to blow the whistle. And he's sitting in a Miami prison right now. But Bolton was one of those people whose job it was to thwart any investigation of what went on when Oliver North and General Secord and Admiral Poindexter and Elliot Abrams and the rest of these murderous bastards were trading TOW missiles by the boatload to the Iranians in order to secure the release of hostages through Israel and ripping off money that was then used to finance the war in Central America. It was one of the most vicious, filthy chapters in U.S. history ever. And if you're under the age of 35, you don't even know about it, and you don't care anyway. John Bolton was given the assignment to stymie any investigation, including one by John Kerry's subcommittee. And Kerry's subcommittee concluded there was evidence that supporters of the CIA-assisted Contras were drug smugglers. And these sons of bitches want to lock people up for smoking a joint? Who was the Reagan-Bush official whose job it was to smash Kerry's subcommittee and every other effort to find out the truth on Iran-Contra? That's right, John Bolton. Who was it that tried to destroy computer records such as they were back in 1990, tried to destroy all the evidence from the Reagan years? Who was it that tried to burn everything, destroy everything? John Bolton. He was called before a hearing. he was called before a hearing to explain what he was doing, and he said, he was assistant attorney general then. He argued at the hearing that the destruction is, quote, not some sinister conspiracy, it's just house cleaning, so that the Bush administration, that's Pappy Bush, can come in with, quote, a clean slate. This is John Bolton. In 1986, Bolton was the key administration representative during the Senate Judiciary Committee's confirmation hearings for Chief Justice William Rehnquist and Associate Justice Antonin Scalia. Bolton was heavily criticized for invoking executive privilege for refusing to release documents relating to Rehnquist's tenure at the Justice Department in the 1970s. I believe that's when Rehnquist was trying to deny people of color in this country the right to vote. It goes on and on. It just goes on and on and on. Bush calls this thug a good man. A good man. Now, why does the American public not understand this? We talked about this last night. As I listen to those right-wing jackasses struggle to articulate the frustration they're feeling We pointed out that they've been told over and over and over by thugs like Limbaugh and Hannity and Bush to blame the frustration on liberals. It's the liberals' fault. Well, here's an example. Simple Scotty McClellan. At the briefing the other day, taking questions about Bolton. A reporter says, on John Bolton, is that nomination lost?
No, absolutely not. I think what you're seeing is some Democrats on the committee trumping up allegations and making unsubstantiated accusations against someone the president believes will do an outstanding job at the United Nations. He is someone who has been an effective manager, a strong diplomat who has gotten things done. And I think he's earned the respect of many people that he has worked with because of what he's done.
You see that? Now, then what happens is the pig man and the pig man's parrot, Hannity, and the rest of these right-wing pissants, they take that and then they run to their brain-dead audience. Says, well, you're seeing some Democrats on the committee trumping up allegations. Trumping up allegations? The historical record is there. But Scott McClellan and Karl Rove and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and the rest of these people know that you are not, especially if you're a right winger, you're Republican, you're a Bush supporter, you're not gonna do a simple damn Google search on John Bolton. You're going to sit there with your mouth open while they funnel this garbage right into your gullet. You right-wingers, you Republicans, you make me physically sick. The truth is out there, and you don't give a damn. ABC's Terry Moran continues the Bolton questions. He asks, but Scott, Mr. Bolton did not specifically answer the allegations that have been raised under oath, not in some closet, but under oath, in front of the country. People came forward to say things that he had done as manager in the State Department that they believe render him to be unfit at the United Nations, and he hasn't answered the allegations.
Well, I think he has responded to the questions. He responded in more than 8 hours of testimony to some of the accusations that were made. This is someone who has served in government for quite some time, someone who has a proven record of being able to get things done, someone who shares the president's commitment to making sure that we have effective multilateral organizations. We are confident that the Senate will confirm his nomination. We would hope that the Democrats on the committee would stop playing politics and stop raising these unsubstantiated accusations and move forward on a committee vote.
It's not Democrats who are raising it. People worked for him. So you're saying they're liars?
Terry, I think that these allegations have been addressed in his testimony and in written responses to the committee as well. I don't think I have any intention of going back through those allegations from this podium.
You pig. See, this is why those people who called my program last night are so grossly uninformed, so abysmally ignorant, so rock bottom uninformed and stupid about what is happening in this country. Because Scott McClellan stands there every single day and spins this garbage out. And then the next day, on Limbaugh, on Hannity, on Savage, on all of these pigs' programs, they spout it right back at their brain-dead audience. And the brain-dead audience sits there and just sucks it up. Another reporter tries again. And McClellan keeps blaming the Democrats. The reporter says, Scott, what's the nature of the White House communication with Senator Voinovich now? You mentioned that you're in touch with him. What's the White House saying, and who's talking to him?
You had some Democrats on the committee that continued to lower the discourse and bring up unsubstantiated accusations.
Oh, my God.
They continued to trump this up. Democrats on the committee are playing politics with this nomination. John Bolton is exactly the kind of person we need at the United Nations. John Bolton is someone who understands the importance of making sure that multilateral organizations like the United Nations are effective and that they get things done. He has a proven record of getting things done.
Now, did you hear any response about Republican Senator from Ohio Voinovich? Of course not. And the public, the brain-dead public that listens to Hannity or Limbaugh will hear only that. And then the last one. After the break, a British reporter. You heard those three sound bites. It went on all day. The phrase unsubstantiated allegations, unsubstantiated allegations, unsubstantiated. It is so vile. It is so vile what these people do. The allegations are not allegations. They are fact. They have been substantiated over the past 25 years. But you see. That means somebody who's 40 years old was 15 when all this went on. Do you think a 15-year-old, these right-wing 15-year-olds were paying any attention to this? Of course not. 25 years has gone down. John Bolton's record, it's out there for the entire world to see. But Scott McClellan knows that all he has to do is stand there and lie through his teeth and deny, deny, deny. And the right-wing press corps in this country will do the heavy lifting for him.
Your mind is totally controlled. It has been stuffed into my mold. And you will do as you are told until the rights to you are sold.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies.
Hey, stay together!
Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs, free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
As Bill Clinton says, when people vote, Democrats win. Or when people's votes are
counted. By the way, Clint Curtis, who reported on that whole Tom Feeney episode where he asked for someone to create a program that would steal votes and not leave a trail.
Yeah. Oh, that's
nice. You know, they kept him. Well, I take a lie detector test, if that's true. He's since taken a lie detector test.
Oh, really?
And passed it.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
This chapter is a case study of how the right lies and viciously distorts. It is the story of how the right-wing media repeats its fabrications until they echo into the mainstream press. It is a story of pure cynicism in the pursuit of power. It is the story of how the lying liars took the deaths of my friends and invented a myth that changed the 2002 elections. And the best part is, it's hilarious. No, it's not. But listen anyway. You paid for this audiobook. The Wellstone-Coleman campaign had been considered one of the most negative in recent memory. Coleman had called Wellstone a joke. He told KSTP Radio on July 7, I run against a guy who I quite often think is just the lowest common denominator. The lowest common denominator. Coleman said that Wellstone, quote, opposed any program that promised to move people from public assistance to private payrolls. Of course, that was a scurrilous lie. Paul's work in the Senate created jobs all over Minnesota. But mainly it was Coleman's proxies who played it dirty. The Republican Senate committee ran an ad called Pork that hit the hypocrisy jackpot. It savaged Wellstone for voting to, quote, spend thousands of dollars to control seaweed in Maui, claiming that he prioritized seaweed control over national defense. In fact, Wellstone did vote for S-1216, as did Strom Thurmond, Trent Lott, and 84 other senators. That bill did appropriate the seaweed control spending, but it also provided $21 billion for veterans' health care, $27 billion for veterans' compensation and pensions, and block grants to assist New York's recovery from 9/11.
This is Deputy Randy Wiesinger from the Dane County Sheriff's Office. Have you noticed how many of your friends, neighbors, and relatives are riding motorcycles these days? There is a safety problem in that motorcycles are smaller and somewhat harder to see. One of the leading causes of motorcycle crashes is the failure to yield right away by other vehicles, often caused by the tendency to underestimate the speed of the oncoming cycles as well as their inherent lack of visibility. With the motorcycle season upon us, the Safe Communities Coalition and the Dane County Sheriff's Office want to remind you to watch for and respect the motorcycles on the road.
Be left to politicians. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Streaming at themike921.com.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Okay, finally tonight in the sound bites here, Simple Scotty. Finally, a British reporter has the temerity to challenge Simple Scotty about his phrase of the day, this unsubstantiated allegations nonsense. This is what the reporter says. I'm trying to get my head around unsubstantiated allegations. With regard to the allegations of trying to have senior intelligence analysts removed from their portfolios, my understanding is that the allegations were made by those analysts. Independent intelligence analysts. And the charges were substantiated by their superiors and have been... corroborated by others, and even Mr. Bolton himself concurs that something occurred. People made the allegations, and others have corroborated them. So it seems to me, Mr. McClellan, that they may be disagreed with, but they weren't unsubstantiated. So I'm not quite sure, Mr. McClellan, what unsubstantiated means the way you're using it.
The accusations that are being made are unsubstantiated. Again, Democrats continue to raise them. These matters have been addressed before the committee. I'm not going to go and dignify these unsubstantiated accusations from this podium. I appreciate you wanting the testimony to be carried out here at the podium, but we believe those issues have been addressed. Democrats continue to play politics with the nominations. That's what this is about. It's an ugly side of Washington, D.C. It's an unfortunate side of Washington, D.C., but we're confident that he will be confirmed.
Do you see? Do you understand? They're unsubstantiated, you see, because Democrats raised them. Oh, now I get it. That, see the subliminal... That's a Bush word. Message? Do you see? And it's not subliminal. He says it. The next day, or later on the same day, the pigs in right-wing talk radio, the filthy, filthy pigs, pick it up, spread it out as though it is truth. Well, quoting the president's press secretary, this is all unsubstantiated allegations by Democrats on the committee. That's all this. John Bolton is a wonderful man. He's got lots of experience. Christ, he's killed more people. Well, not more than Negroponte or Kissinger, but damn near. He chases women down hallways and screams at them and threatens and beats on their doors and everything, but it's not a sexual thing. It's just he wants to kill her. So since it's not a sexual thing, what's everybody got their panties in a wad for? This John Bolton, he's going to be our next U.N. ambassador. As far as blowing off the top 10 floors of the U.N. building, so what, so what, so what? Democrats, unsubstantiated Democrats, unsubstantiated allegations, Democrats, 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 unsubstantiated allegations, Democrats, Democrats, none of it's true, none of it's true, none of it's true. You think I'm going to address it at this podium? You think I'm going to stand up here? This is old stuff. This has been looked at. It's all old. Unsubstantiated allegation by the Democrats. That's all this is. That's all this is. Listen to Rush tomorrow. He'll tell you. Listen to Rush tomorrow. He'll tell you. Listen to Rush tomorrow. He'll tell you. You know, you don't mind. All right, let me, wrong pronoun. I don't mind. I don't mind. A press officer who put gets the best appearance on something. I think of Mike McCurry when they were going after Clinton, when they were impeaching Clinton. And by the way, have you seen the latest what Henry Hyde has said? That the impeachment of Bill Clinton was simply a retaliatory act against Democrats for the Nixon impeachment. Which never occurred. That filthy man resigned before they could impeach him. But Henry Hyde, out of his own mouth. We'll get to that tomorrow. Oh, God. But do you see what happens here? Is it clear? Do you understand? Not you. I'm talking about the right-wingers who listen to the program. Don't you people understand how you are being just jerked around like you were some kind of a pound puppy? You're just jerked this way and jerked that way. And all you can think about is whether or not Al Gore is going to come and take away your AK-47. You stupid people. You stupid, stupid people. My God, they brainwash you. They just forget our ethics violations. Forget the high crimes and misdemeanors. It's just those dirty Democrats making unsubstantiated allegations. None of this exists. Just like the Democrats went after our great exalted leader, Tom Delay, leader delay. That's unsubstantiated too. Just a bunch, it's gotten really crappy here in Washington, D.C. It's just awful here, Here we are, Christian Republican conservatives trying to save this country. And you sons of bitches are trying to bring it down into the muck. You Democrats, you filthy Democrats, you dirty, filthy Democrats. Well, we've got Super Sunday coming up, huh? We got Super Sunday coming. You know what we're doing on Super Sunday? Yeah. We got 1,000. We got 1,200 churches. There's going to be a live telecast going into the churches talking about how these filthy, unsubstantiated Democrats are trying to destroy the judiciary, trying to keep Christ out of the classroom, trying to keep Jesus out of the courtroom, trying to keep God off the battlefield. Trying to let the queers run everything, and the abortionists, and the liberals, and the Democrats. That's what the congregations are going to hear this Sunday. Yeah, yeah. That's how sick it's become in this country. You listen to this program online in some other country, huh? Stay away from America. I'm telling you, this has become a sewer. This has become a sewer. You come to this country, you'll be lucky if your ass ever goes out again. Stay away, I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm Mike Malloy. You want my passport number? This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. Do what I do. Protect your health two ways. With the advanced protection of Ester C and Ester E. I take Ester C because it's the only vitamin C with metabolites. And now I take Ester E too. It's a unique form of natural vitamin E captured for the first time in a supplement. Ester E and Ester C. Two ways to get advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester C and Ester E at Rite Aid, CVS, and Kmart.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Stu Levitan here. Well, there are two big events this week, the New Orleans Jazz Festival and Passover. So join me this week when we talk with the legendary music impresario George Ween about founding the Jazz Festival. And with the author of What We Knew, an oral history of life in Nazi Germany. That's Sunday morning with Stu Levitan, 9 to noon, on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
This is a letter about 8-month pregnant Billy LaTurner that never should have been written. It says, "The driver was drunk and crashed through my daughter's windshield and onto her. Billy was life-flighted to the hospital. Zachary was delivered by C-section 30 minutes after the wreck. Billy lived 8 hours. Zachary lived 9. Signed, Mrs. LaTurner."
What should you do to stop a friend from driving drunk? Whatever you have to. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, Department of Transportation, and RAD.
I'm Randy Rhodes from the Air America Radio Network, and I'm on the mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Michelle Wright. A radical insurgent group is taking credit for shooting down a helicopter full of civilians in Baghdad, then executing the lone survivor. CNN analyst Major General Donald Shepard says he's not surprised by the actions of the Islamic Army in Iraq.
This is the same group of insurgents that cut off a man's head on TV that was bound. They've done it repeatedly. It's the same type of insurgents that massacre 19 people in the Haditha soccer field by shooting them in the back of the head.
11 civilians, including 6 Americans, were killed. An Army jury finds Army Sergeant Hassan Akbar guilty of killing 2 of his fellow soldiers. Bill Pride with CNN radio affiliate WBT reports.
The attack occurred in Kuwait 2 years ago as troops awaited orders to invade Iraq. The jury's unanimous guilty verdict means Akbar could be sentenced to death. A sentencing hearing is set for Monday.
Defense lawyers say the 33-year-old was insane when he carried out the attacks. The Senate unanimously approves a bill which gives another $81 billion to fight the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. This appropriation brings the total cost of combat and reconstruction over $300 billion. The U.S. now has a new intelligence czar. Our John Bisney reports that senators from both parties are confident John Negroponte will do an excellent job.
The past failures of the U.S. intelligence community continue to generate a lot of controversy here, from not uncovering the September 11th plot to wrongly asserting Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. But there's also a broad consensus that career diplomat John Negroponte is the best man to get things back on track. Even Bush administration critics have a lot of respect for him and say the strong support of President Bush will be critical for his success.
Negroponte was sworn in less than 45 minutes after he was confirmed by the Senate. And a federal judge is set to accept Zacharias Moussaoui's guilty plea during a hearing scheduled for Friday. This is CNN Radio News.
Ladies, go on and get your hair done.
Girl, I ain't about to be the bomb.
Yeah. Guys, get over to the car wash.
Look at the bling on the rim, player, huh?
And come April 28th, get ready to get wet.
Get ready to get wet.
With BET.
Yeah,
BET Spring Bling 2005.
Spring Bling 2005 is on.
Direct from Daytona, Florida.
For 3 days straight.
Starring A. Marie.
Brooke Valentine.
Bow Wow.
Ciara.
Chingy.
Fabulous.
Fat Joe.
Mario.
Marcus Houston.
Mike Jones and Slim Thug.
Omarion.
T.I.
Trillbill.
Wyclef.
The Ying Yang Twins and more.
Spring Bling has never been this loud.
Wild or sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite BET host, AJ.
Free.
Tick Jaleesa.
Ray J.
Mad Lynx and DJ Enough. And surprise celebrity judges.
Have your Spring Bling pass on
lock. The hypest performances.
Hottest party.
And the craziest contest at the beach.
Bodies, beats, and the beach.
Bodies, beats, and the beach.
Spring Bling.
Get wet.
Get wet.
Popping off Thursday and Friday at 8, 7 Central. Only on BET.
A great day on Wall Street Thursday as investors receive some reassuring news on the economy and corporate earnings. CNN Radio Susan Lasovich reports.
Really what investors are looking for is just a better handle on where the economy is right now, and hopefully by the end of this week and certainly next week when you really get the bulk of the earnings, you'll have a better clue as to how that is, because not only because of the earnings but because of the guidance from companies going forward.
Experts say there's no word if the rally will continue on Friday. A new America Online poll says a majority of Americans are feeling the burden of rising energy costs in the pocketbook, according to AOL News' editor-in-chief Louis Dvorkin.
88% said that they have been personally affected by the increasing gas and natural gas prices and home heating oil prices.
A majority say if gas prices stay high, it'll cause them a financial hardship. This is news from CNN Radio. Testimony will resume Monday in the Michael Jackson case when a former employee is set to take the stand, but will have to eliminate some details, reports R. Ted Rollins.
The judge said no to a very lurid story concerning Michael Jackson from a former Jackson employee. He ruled that that employee cannot get up on the stand and tell this story, which basically depicted Jackson asking for a vat of Vaseline, and this former employee claims he saw a young boy in the room while this was happening and that Jackson was in an altered state.
In another high-profile Hollywood case, Robert Blake will be heading back to court. The family of his now-deceased wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley, is suing the actor in civil court. Also in Los Angeles, a missing violin valued at $850,000 was turned into a police station Thursday morning. The 32-year-old instrument was undamaged. I'm Michelle Wright. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Had enough religious Rottweilers messing with our democracy? Enough of the corporate bullies blowing hot air on energy policy? Mel White of SoulForce, a born-again, has plans to encircle Focus on the Family's compound this week. We'll hear from Mel, also from businesses small and large that are shifting to renewable energy no matter what Washington says. Who says we can't gracefully take matters into our own hands? That's all on the Laura Flanders Show this weekend.
Laura Flanders, Saturday and Sunday nights at 6 on the Mike 92.1.
I'm sick of this. I'm sick of dealing with
what a child learns about violence.
Who do you think you are?
A child learns for life. Teach carefully. We're Act Against Violence, and we can help you teach your child how to rise above violence, not succumb to it. Call 877-ACT-WISE for a free brochure. And stop violence before it starts. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and Act Against Violence.
Loy, a humble and obedient servant of the truth, on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Seven past the hour. The last thing I've got to dump this on the table. I'm sorry if you're holding on. It's just give me another minute or two here. What is happening this Sunday? I alluded to it just a moment ago. It's being called Justice Sunday. There's about as much justice in this as it's horrifying. Bush's most neo-Nazi judicial nominations have been refused by Democrats, and the Democrats in the Senate are threatening to filibuster to refuse any more. I think the Democrats have refused to confirm 10 of the 210 that Bush has sent up there. That Karl Rove has sent over there to be confirmed. Bush wouldn't know a judicial nominee if one came up and gnawed his ankle. So 5%, 95% of Bush's filthy right-wing nominees have been confirmed by this gutless Congress. But that's not enough. So Bill Frist, who has become a pure Christian prostitute, that's all he is, a whore for Christ. Is there anything sicker than that? Frist and the rest of these thugs are something called the Judeo, and if I were a Jew, I would say, get my affiliation off of this piece of filth. It's called the Judeo-Christian Council for Constitutional Restoration. These are the people who want to turn this into a Protestant theocracy. If you're a Jew, why don't you get the Anti-Defamation League or the Jewish Defense League or somebody to tell these fake Christians, these Christ murderers, to get your religious affiliation off this. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins announced the launch of a new campaign to turn the confirmation battle of these Nazis into a religious war against what he calls the anti-Christian left. That's the Democrats. Now, let me tell you something, Tony, you piece of human waste. I am an anti-Christian left, but you're not going to find any of those in the United States Senate. They have been working on this for some time now, and on April 24th, it's going to be Justice Sunday. Listen to this. Rob Garver, this is all over the place, but Rob Garver, that's where I'm quoting from, American Prospect Online, in a live simulcast sent out to more than 1,000 churches across the country and broadcast on the Christian Television Network, Perkins and James Dobson, that focus on the family killer, will make the case that Senate Democrats have opposed the president's judicial nominees not out of honest concern about their extreme political views, but simply because these nominees are Christian. Oh, you filthy, filthy man, Dobson. Hell waits for you, my friend. No, hell waits for you, my deep enemy. Perkins said, quote, "We must communicate to people of faith across the country that this is a filibuster of this is a filibuster against people of faith, that the courts are consistently taking away the religious liberties of Christians in particular and people of faith in general in this nation. What kind of massive insanity is this? Taking away the religious liberties of Christians? When? Where?" And I still get emails from people that say, "Well, now, you know, Mike, you should listen to the other side. You know what I like to do the other side? Bomb it. Blow it up. I'd like to do to the other side what John Bolton wanted to do the top 10 floors of the United Nations building. Just make it go away." No, I don't listen to the other side. The other side is psychopathic. The other side is insane. The courts are taking away the religious liberties of Christians. What does that have to do with the Ten Commandments on taxpayer-supported public property? Has a court ever ruled that one of these rotten, fake Christians couldn't put the Ten Commandments on his lawn, in his living room, on his toilet paper, on his dinner plates, tattooed on his ass, on his kids' T-shirts? No! But what these fake, lousy killers of Jesus Christ want to do is to ram it down everybody else's throat. Oh, you people are disgusting. So they turn it around. See, just like Scott McClellan, they turn around. Well, the courts have been operating against Christians. Not since about 55 A.D. And it's been Christians down through history who have destroyed race after race of people, murdered them, butchered them, inquisitioned them, gas chambered them, hanged them, murdered them, smallpoxed them. When did the Jews ever do that? When did the Buddhists ever do that? When did the Muslims ever do it? Always, always it's Christians. Always. Murder, death, destruction, and now this. Dobson says that Christians need to help Bush pack the courts with Scalia-type conservatives, and that's the only way to save the Republic from what Dobson has described as an impending, quote, long night of paganism, end quote. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. You know, we're facing a long night of paganism. No, we're not. We're facing fake Christian hysterics. Paganism? Paganism? Having your clothes fall off and floating up into the sky, that's Christianity? Talking snakes in the Garden of Eden? Oh, that makes sense. That makes one paganism. paganism that says respect the planet? Live in harmony? James Dobson, I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist. I'm nothing but an uneducated talk show host. But I'll tell you what, James Dobson is massively insane. Every one of these people are crazy, as definable as anything you'll find in the DSM-4. These people are absolutely insane, and they're pushing their insanity on the rest of America. They're destroying Christianity. They're trying to destroy Judaism. They eventually want to kill every single Jew, every single Muslim, every single gay man or lesbian woman, every single liberal, every single progressive. This Perkins thug, the one from the so-called Judeo-Christian Council for Constitutional Restoration, and the president of the Family Research Council, Tony Perkins, says that the federal judiciary today represents a far greater danger to the United States than other threats facing Americans today, greater than an unbalanced budget, greater than a fiscal destruction, greater than Osama bin Laden, greater than everything. The greatest threat. Perkins says the court has become increasingly hostile to Christianity and opposes a greater threat to representative government more than anything, more than budget deficits, more than terrorist groups. That's what they are telling. That's what's going to be said in 1,000 Protestant churches Sunday. Do you understand that? Torn by war, oh, she's too young to die. I don't know. In her eyes, it's time. They're insane. They're just insane. Eagle, so let the eagle soar like she's never soared before, from rocky coast to golden shore. Let the mighty eagle soar.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and Air America gave me a radio show. Well, so me and my friends can sit around and play our favorite records and anything else that comes up. This week, Jay McInerney stops by to talk about the 20th anniversary of his first novel, Bright Lights, Big City.
Sunday night at 9 on the Mike 92.1. Revolution starts
now.
People who paid for the drug Lupron could get money from a nationwide settlement about the cost, not the safety of Lupron. There are deadlines to act on your rights, so go to LupronClaims.com. That's LupronClaims.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash.
It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone. For what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put-together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
From the East Coast, West Coast, and the Heartland, Madison's Progressive Talk is the Mike 92.1.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Another one of these religious right psychopaths says the Supreme Court bases its rulings on what they call, this is Family Research, the religious nutcases. The Supreme Court bases its rulings on, quote, Marxist-Leninist satanic principles, end quote. Now, it's very easy for me to sit here and say they're sick, they're psychopathic, they're crazy, they're insane. But I ask you, gentle listener, this Supreme Court is Marxist, has any Supreme Court ever been? Why, of course not. But this one? Marxist, Leninist, satanic? This is how far over the top these destroyers of Jesus Christ really are. I am not a believer in any of this religious mythology, but it just busts my gut to see this. I was brought up to believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, that he was sent here to redeem people. And for the longest time, I toyed with that idea until finally I realize that it is no more correct than any other mythology. So fine, let it stand. The man still said some things that were mighty important to the human race when he walked the earth. And then these people come along. I've seen this before, not in person, because I wasn't here, but I've seen it in history books. I've seen it with the Crusades. I've seen it with the gas chambers and ovens in the death camps in Middle Europe. I've seen it in the Inquisition. I've seen it in the destruction, the utter destruction of native civilizations in Central and South America when the Christians first arrived here. I've seen it by reading history, and here it is again. Here it is again. Do these people do nothing but murder and kill and burn and destroy and hang and torture? My God. Is this all this focus lately on these right-wingers and their hysterics? whether it's Terry Schiavo or this Nazi Pope or whatever it is there no limit to this? Is there no limit to the amount of blood that so-called Christians are willing to saturate this planet in? Does it never stop? I don't know. I get tongue-tied. I'm astonished. And I think about my grandmother, who was a Baptist, who had a big hand in raising me, talking to me about the goodness of Jesus. The pictures she showed me when I was a kid, with Jesus sitting, holding a lamb, and the children gathered, nestled around his feet, while he told them stories and parables. That was my image. He was a white-skinned, almost blonde Jesus. When I found out he was a Palestinian Jew, I almost had a nervous breakdown. But my grandmother would tell me the stories, you know, the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount and just, you know, the feeding of the multitudes with the loaves and fishes and Lazarus being raised from the dead and the water turned to wine, Christ's first miracle at the wedding. And I, as a kid, I sat there and went, wow, man. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's what my grandmother said. She said that is the founding principle upon which Jesus Christ stands. Gentleness, love, to the point of self-sacrifice. And I was a little kid, and I listened to this, and I thought, man, there is somebody up in heaven who is this wonderful, wonderful person. And I just so bought into it. So wanted to. Oh, my God. Oh, this is wonderful news, Grandma. Oh, my God. And then I read history. The message of Christ, or Jesus, hasn't been changed one iota. It is the perverts, the filthy, murderous perverts who have taken the simple message of this rabbi from 2,000 years ago and turned it into something hateful and murderous and filthy and degenerate. That's heartbreaking. That's just heartbreaking. And I, frankly, don't know how to handle it. So I just bail out and just say, okay, you sons of bitches, just go ahead and kill each other. Cut each other's throats. I couldn't care less. Shove the dagger in. Whatever your religious affiliation, just slaughter each other. Just beat each other to death. And do it in the name of God. Your story's there.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
We're talking with the creator of Smoke Away, Mike Connors.
We've created an all-natural program designed to support people who want to quit their smoking habit. If you're ready to quit, we're there for you, just as we have been for the thousands of people who've told us how great Smoke Away is.
And it's true, Smoke Away has a money-back guarantee?
If you try Smoke Away and aren't satisfied, we'll give you a full refund, less shipping and handling, guaranteed. Take the Smoke Away Challenge. I know you can do it.
Call 1-800-603-8545 or visit smokeawaychallenge.com. Take the challenge call today, 1-800-603-8545. 5. Chances are, if you're a smoker, you've tried to quit the habit. Health experts have warned you. Your kids, your parents, or friends have asked you to quit. You get the point. If it were that easy, nobody would smoke. The makers of Smokeaway have created their all-natural program to help support people who want to quit smoking. Take the challenge. If you try Smokeaway and aren't satisfied, we'll give you a full refund less shipping and handling guaranteed. Call 1-800-603-8545 or visit SmokeawayChallenge.com. Take the challenge, call today. 1-800-603-8545.
Hi. I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
So Wisconsin wants to shoot cats without collars despite the lack of any scientific evidence that suggests killing ownerless cats can control their population, despite the fact that more and more cat owners are replacing collars with embedded identification microchips, despite farmers using outdoor cats for necessary and natural pest control, despite true hunters' opposition to making a domestic species fair game. I don't buy it. I'm Lee Rayburn, and I apologize for not getting involved until now. This was my first experience at our Conservation Congress, and it won't be my last. What began as a crusade for my cat has become a long-term battle to put the conservation back in the Conservation Congress. Every second Monday in April, this citizen body annually endorses the agenda of Midwestern rod and gun clubs, excluding the will of 88% of Wisconsinites. Part of this is the fault of many self-proclaimed environmentalists and environmental groups that don't get involved in these yearly meetings. Less than 0.2% of Wisconsin residents showed up to have their voice heard this year. For those who did vote, there was absolutely no accountability. With ballots just stacked on the tables at the Alliant Energy Center, I could have voted a dozen times for resolutions and delegates. While hunters from out of state were allowed to elect our delegates, those that showed up late were not. Next year we need you there. Next year we must organize in order to elect pro-conservation delegates to this mislabeled Conservation Congress. Here in Dane County, two animal and environmental activists split the vote for one delegate appointment, electing once again yet another hunter. We need one candidate the progressives can support for each delegate seat in our county. What's left of our unspoiled natural resources requires our intervention. Hunting and fishing is an important part of the future of Wisconsin, but it won't last if we allow those oblivious to their environmental impact to speak on behalf of our natural resources. In the years to come, we need to end this tax and fee-funded rod and gun lobby. Established in 1934, the Conservation Congress has become an outdated and unaccountable mode of democracy that does not reflect the will of this state. These conservation issues concern all of us and belong in the ballots of statewide spring elections. Until then, mark your calendars for April 10th, 2006.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
47% of the workforce does not get health insurance from their employers. And the number of uninsured Americans in this country is 45 million. This is what they do to you. This administration is sort of bullying people into believing that gambling is the only way that they can make a buck.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right. On August 16, the INS arrested Zacharias Moussaoui, a flight school student who seemed to have little interest in learning to take off or land a plane. The arresting agent wrote that Moussaoui seemed like, quote, the type of person who could fly something into the World Trade Center. Trying to pique the interest of FBI headquarters in Washington, a Minneapolis FBI agent wrote that a 747 loaded with fuel could be used as a weapon. If this information had been shared and analyzed, for example, by a newly founded Homeland Security agency, it might have sparked memories of the Clinton-thwarted 1996 Al-Qaeda plot to hijack an American commercial plane and crash it into CIA headquarters. On August 26, still on the ranch, Bush discussed with reporters the difference between his two dogs. Spot's a good runner. You know, Barney, terriers are bred to go into holes and pull out varmint. And Spotty chases birds. Spotty's a great water dog. I'll go fly fishing this afternoon on my lake. And you know something? He did just that. Among those left to swelter in the D.C. heat that August was one Thomas J. Pickard. No fly fishing for him.
Madison, you're on the mic.
I just love the shows. Al Franken, Randy Rhodes, all those shows, they're great.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Before the hour. Dan is calling from Montreal, Quebec. Dan, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, thanks, Mike. It's great for you to have me on.
Sir?
Hello?
Yes, here I am.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to make a comment because I know there's a lot of political corruption going on in the U.S., and I just wanted to make a comparison with some corruption that's going on in Canada just to illustrate, you know, a difference or maybe how extreme it is there.
I could suggest very politely and very respectfully to save your breath, because we don't need to know, we don't need a comparison down here to understand how filthy and corrupt the political system in this nation has become. This is like living someplace where the political system was designed in hell. So if you want to make an example, go ahead, but I don't think you're going to impress an American. We know what we're living in. We're living in a sewer. We're living in an outhouse. We're living in a septic tank, politically speaking.
And I totally feel for you guys. And I'm glad that guys like you are on there and, you know, at least trying to squeeze some truth through the cracks.
Well, you know, Leonard Cohen, who's from Canada, he wrote a song that said, there's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Are you familiar with Leonard Cohen?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I love his music. And as a matter of fact, have you got some of Leonard Cohen's music? All right. I want to play some because I'm starting to cough here, and I have to turn the mic off for a second and clear my throat. So in honor of Dan, who has called in from Montreal, one of his compatriots. Let's do a little Leonard Cohen here. I don't care which one it is. You got one queued up?
Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the leg gets in.
I could sit here, Dan, and listen to Leonard Cohen all night. As a matter of fact, I'd probably be a lot better off if I did just that. But I know he plays Montreal a lot, doesn't he?
Not lately.
Well, he's getting old. He's getting like all of us. He's just getting very old. You know, he started writing songs when, in the 50s?
Yeah, I think it was that early.
He and Carole King used to collaborate. She's Canadian too, isn't she?
I'm not sure. I'm not too familiar.
No, I guess Carole King.
I'm a little bit younger.
Yeah, I guess Carole King is from New York. That's right. But they used to collaborate on a lot of stuff. I don't know how in the hell we got talking on music here. My bad.
That's like, these are the kind of things, you know, that we should be focusing on. It's nice, peaceful stuff, you know.
You're absolutely.
And here we are. We got a bunch of cronies running around corrupting, pretty much our entire culture, and it's yeah, it's kind of disconcerting, but we go on, you know.
You guys are living in paradise compared to what's going on in the United States right now. I mean, you honest to God are, you know, to hell with all the Canadian jokes and so on and so forth. It's a veritable paradise up there, politically speaking, compared to what we have here. I know y'all have your problems. Every society does. Every political system does.
Everybody has their problems.
Right,
sure.
Exactly. But when you take a look at what's going on here and what's going on there, oh my God, as you know, there really is not a comparison.
Yeah, no, it's astonishing. And I mean, I'm fascinated with the politics in the States right now.
In the States, yeah. It's
unbelievable.
It's a real bloodbath, kind of like that seal hunt you all continue to permit out there, you know?
A bloodbath in Canada. I mean, our government's facing right now a possibility to dissolve our government over a scandal worth $200 million.
Oh, yeah?
You know, and you guys got a scandal over there with $200 billion.
Oh, it's worse than that. Call it, how about $6 or $7 trillion? But, you know, you sound like a real nice guy, and I'm glad you called, Dan, but I have to ask you, and maybe you don't have an answer, why does the Canadian government allow that seal hunt to continue?
Oh, the seal hunt?
Yeah, the smashing of you know, clubbing these baby animals to death. I'm going to piss off a lot of people here. Hold on, Dan. Let me just say this. I'm not a big animal rights kind of guy. You know, I eat meat. I kill things. And usually, unless it's tree rats, I try to eat what I kill. So therefore, I don't kill very often. So I'm not a big animal rights advocate. I know atrocities have been committed in animal experimentation in this country, in your country, all over the planet, but I'll tell you what, that seal hunt thing just absolutely makes me ashamed to be a human being. I can't stand it. Now, I realize I'm looking at it probably I'm anthropomorphizing these little baby seals. I understand that, but still, it drives me crazy, and I just wonder why the Canadian government permits that.
Well, I guess the only answer I could have is, like, and I agree with you, Mike, you know, there's so many things that we allow happen that are just atrocious, and it's unfortunate that I think that those decisions are always made in this, like, economic interest.
Yeah.
That is consistently, you know, transcending everything, any other approaches that we can take to our behavior,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, trade and the global economy, and it always comes down to numbers. And you're like, hey, man, what about some morality or some ethics or just some common sense?
Yeah. Well, that's a good answer. And I appreciate you calling in, Dan. I hope you call again, all right?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mike. Thanks.
All right, sir. Take care. You have a nice evening. Siobhan is calling from New Jersey. Siobhan, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Hi, I've been holding off for a while. Man, you are on fire.
I get so pissed off. And you're just as pissed off.
Absolutely.
Right. So you're on fire, too.
But anyway, so I just wanted to say that that whole Bolton thing, you know, that whole thing with Negroponte, you know, that was a trade-off, I think. You know, like, we'll let you, like, we'll let you have Negroponte, and then, like, we'll, like, slow up this thing on Bolton, you know?
Randy
was talking earlier, like, you know, the other day when it actually happened.
Right.
You know, and then she was talking about, you know, the horse trading that goes on, you know, like when they make deals.
Right.
And then it just occurred to me that all of a sudden, like, you know, because, like, I sort of follow, like, with one ear on and, like, the other ear on everything else in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it's like Negroponte is appointed, and it's like 92-2 or something.
98-2 he was confirmed.
98-2, and I'm like, gee, that's awful serendipitous. You know, like this one guy gets, like, voted in, and the other guy gets, you know, a bumper.
Well, Bolton is not off the table yet. They're, you know, these Republicans.
That's what I mean. They may still get it.
Right. Well, there's a couple of Republicans on this committee, Lincoln Chafee and Voinovich from Ohio. Now, get this. Chafee now says he is troubled by Bolton's behavior, and this is about the harassment of his employee or other people in the State Department. He's troubled by Bolton's behavior and wants to discuss it with other Republican senators. Now, listen, earlier Chafee said he would vote for Bolton with reservations, but now he says, quote, "We need to talk about it. I want to hear what my colleagues have to say." Now, is that a coward? Is that a moral degenerate, this Chafee?
Well, he's a roundhead.
What's that?
Well, you know, like the Protestants way back during Cromwell's time.
Oh, that kind of roundhead.
He's a roundhead. You know, they're the guys that came over here. They're the ones, you know, when they talk about getting rid of Christmas.
You're right.
They're the ones that got rid of Christmas.
That's right. They're the ones that didn't even practice it until
the
1800s.
They didn't dance. They didn't do anything.
Oh,
they were a bunch of stiffs. They were the, you know, I want to curse, but I won't.
I know. Can you imagine a United States senator saying, well, I don't have the courage to make a decision. Let me wet my finger and stick it in the wind or stick it somewhere and see which way the wind or whatever is blowing. or what? God, this is getting weird. I'll talk to my other Republican senator buddies here. They'll tell me what to do. They tell me when I can go to the bathroom and tinkle. They tell me when I can have lunch. Mm-hmm. And they will tell me whether or not I should vote for or against Mr. Bolton. Isn't that nice? Lincoln Chafee is some kind of a creep. I don't understand why he's even there. Well, his father was there, so I guess he gets the Senate seat his dad held. I hate them all. I just hate them.
Well, you know what? I'm right up there with you. I can't stand them either.
I hear you. Hey, Siobhan, we got a break here. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for checking in. I'm glad to hear from you, and thanks for your patience. You held on forever like everybody tonight. Thanks, Siobhan. Appreciate it. Oh, well. All right, quick break. I know a lot of folks are not going to make it on tonight. That's right. Be here tomorrow night, because tomorrow night we're going to raise hell about this Henry Hyde admission that the whole Clinton impeachment thing was revenge for Nixon. Can you believe that? Can you believe what these bastards put this country through? Oh, my God.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Crackpots who deny the existence of global warming don't have science on their side, but they do have a lot of money behind them. A new report in Mother Jones magazine shows that many deniers of global warming are funded by one source, ExxonMobil. In recent years, Exxon has funneled $8 million into more than 40 groups that say global warming doesn't exist. For instance, Exxon gave $90,000 to groups run by FoxNews.com columnist Stephen Malloy, who insists global warming is a hoax. And it gave $700,000 to a group which published a paper claiming, quote, global warming could actually save lives, unquote. It may sound like these groups are just blowing hot air, but this is a direct attack on today's best scientific thinking. Thanks to Exxon, we'll all be feeling the heat. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
This country has had a little problem on its intelligence and a little problem on credibility.
Mm-hmm.
Bolton wanted to give a speech at the Heritage Foundation saying that Cuba had a bioterrorism program that it was trying to export.
Huh.
And the thing wrong with that was that it didn't.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should. Go ahead, she said. Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom? No, said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
TheMike921.com. Join the open mic to get email updates from Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to our assistants tonight, the usual crew. Colin, Jason, David in New York, Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Illinois, Mark, Jim in Arkansas, and Catherine Bay, who produces the program. Tomorrow night, we are going to talk about the role that Powell is playing in this Bolton battle. Apparently, he's pulling some strings behind the scenes to defeat this thug. And also, what Henry Hyde has admitted to, this adulterous Opus Dei Catholic, this Opus Dei Catholic, this Knights of Columbus Catholic from Illinois, who is retiring after, six terms in the United States Senate, in an interview with ABC 7 in Chicago, admitted that the impeachment of Bill Clinton was retaliation for Dick Nixon, even though Nixon was never impeached. The articles of impeachment were going to be, as a matter of fact, I think the committee voted for the articles of impeachment. There were three of them, if I remember right, but it never got to the House officially impeaching Dick Nixon. And it certainly never got to the Senate trial. Nixon, like most right-wingers, was at heart two things, a bully and a pissy little coward. And when he saw what was going to happen, he resigned. Now, in Henry Hyde's adulterous Opus Dei mind, somehow that was the fault of Democrats. That Nixon's lies and murder. And Dick Nixon was a mass killer. I give you Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, any place he can murder. Why is it that so many, if not all, Republican politicians, especially the ones who are religious, my God, this guy was a Quaker. He was brought up a Quaker. Why are they so murderous? Why do they love to see piles of dead bodies? God. And it was Republicans who went to Nixon and said, the jig is up, pal. You gotta resign. And for some reason, in Henry Hyde's fevered Opus Dei, Knights of Columbus, adulterous, perverted brain, that translated to, let's get us a Democrat president. Yeah! Sick bastards. They couldn't get anything on Carter. What are they going to impeach Carter for, right? Praying too much? Leading too many Sunday school classes? See, I'm all pissed off again. Usually I use the third hour of the program to try to get unpissed off. Didn't happen tonight. Because this thing is all over the internet now. It started with ABC 7. When was that? Last night or tonight? Was it tonight, Kathy? It was tonight. And the reporter, in his report for ABC 7 in Chicago, said, this is going to cause a stir when it gets out in the national media. Cause a stir! So that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow night. That's what you're going to hear your humble and obedient servant, that would be moi, tomorrow night, shrieking about. Paula is calling, listening on WLIB, calling from somewhere in Metro New York. Hey, Paula, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
No problem, Mike. I only get you for 2 hours, so this is a pleasure.
Well, my pleasure, totally.
First of all, I want to commend you for what you did last night.
Oh, and with the right wingers? Yeah, wasn't that? That was kind of weird.
And sort of give my condolences, too.
Yeah, right.
That you subjected yourself to that on our behalf.
Oh, no, that was okay. It was, it was no problem.
But I want to say about our descent into theocracy. I am just really frightened because, like you, I'm a non-believer. And I feel threatened.
I feel threatened.
And between the lies, the repetition of the lies, and the elimination of fact, nothing is fact anymore. Everything's been reduced to opinion. Well, that's your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And you combine that with the distortion of our history, where, they've converted our, essentially non-believing founders into religious fanatics.
Oh, I know. Not only do these people deny the basic tenets of Christianity, not only do they trample on the historic Jesus and his message, but they also trample on and deny the foundation of this republic. It's astonishing. Nothing stands in their way. If that's not madness, then I need a new definition of insanity.
And I think perhaps our only hope is that the majority of Americans aren't religious fanatics.
Well, I've got bad news for you. every time I see a poll, usually conducted by a reputable polling organization, the number comes up like 60-70% of Americans who reject the theory of evolution and accept some sort of creationist myth that there were talking snakes and magic apples and some kind of reverse necrophilia in the creation of Eve and just insane stuff. So I hate to give you bad news here, Paula, but you're right. We're on a slippery slope right now. So slippery, we have to leave it right there. Thanks for checking in, Paula.
Thank
I appreciate
you, Mike. It. Have a great night.
Okay, you take care. Talking snakes, magic apples, Jesus. Sounds like something out of the Brothers Grimm. It is grim. Hey, thanks for tuning in tonight, for participating. No right-wing calls tonight. What's the matter with you guys? You need a special night? For God's sake. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick.
Spring is in the air, and something else is too. Pollen. That stuff that drives your allergies crazy. Before you run to the drugstore and start popping pills, try my high-filtration Auric Professional Air Purifier risk-free for 90 days. It captures particles 100 times smaller than pollen. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you don't breathe easier, just send it back. There's no obligation.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
The unemployment numbers are lies because the unemployment rate has dropped to a relatively low 5.2%, it says, but that doesn't account for the hundreds of thousands of